At this time, I'd like to invite Erin Clancy forward to give an update on our building project.
Thank you, Father Rob. Good afternoon. The new calendar year always causes me to look back and to look forward. In that spirit, I recently took time to look back on my experiences here at our parish, and many memories flooded my mind. There were lots of formative memories. As a youth, I witnessed the generous spirit of you, my faith family, as you cleaned altars, taught prep, sang in the choir, gave of your treasure, and volunteered in a myriad of ways. There were lots of fun memories. Some of you may recall teaching me to polka after we served at the Polish dinner. Or, more recently, I was able to join my young nieces and nephews at Blessed Sacrament for the Easter egg hunt. There were lots of joyous memories, celebrating masses, traditions, and sacraments with you. Of course, there have been challenging times as well. In those times of illness and hurt, of doubt or fear, I found respite near the flickering candles in our chapel and listening to the quiet flow of water from the baptismal font, and most of all in the prayers, strength, and comfort of you, my fellow parishioners. There were a couple of milestone events that I think are worth mentioning today, too. My grandmother's death 9 years ago was one such event. And on a more joyous note and very appropriate to today's baptism theme, my becoming a godmother for the first time and being entrusted to serve as a model for the next generation. It was through this looking back that I realized this campus has served as a backdrop for many near and dear memories. And I know I owe a huge debt of gratitude to past and present parishioners who have kept the faith alive and vibrant through your good works, your kindness, your prayerfulness, and your support. You have fostered the next generations of believers and provided us with functional and beautiful spaces in which to worship and pray, to share meals together, to distribute food and goods to those in need, to learn and grow in our faith, and to celebrate and, yes, even play together. As my mind turns to the present, I'm very excited to be a part of our building and refurbishment project. You may recall that phase one includes updating the baptistry, which is featured in the bulletin this week on page 9, and enlarging the gathering space. And phase two addresses the needs in our administrative areas. The next steps for our building committee include seeking the necessary diocesan and government approvals, and also to continue our fundraising efforts. As of January 5th, we have received 232 gifts and pledges, totaling just over $750,000. When we combine that with the $1.3 million from our Faith in the Future Fund, we have just reached the halfway mark to our goal of $4 million. Thank you to each person who has contributed, to those who have prayed for the success of the project, and to those considering how they can help. Looking ahead to the future, I hope you share my excitement at this opportunity to contribute to our parish building campaign. Through your prayers and generosity, we hope to be able to break ground for this project this spring. And by Christmas this year, I hope to be making memories with you in our new and enlarged gathering space. I'll be in our gathering space after Mass to answer any questions you may have, and there are also informational brochures and pledge cards available. Thank you for your time and attention today.
Thank you, Erin. After Father Andrew first announced the project at the Masses, one of our young kids came the week following, and was surprised that it wasn't built yet. And so it's a journey and it's a process. So thank you, Erin. Thank you for all of you that are involved. And thank you so much for all of you that have contributed and plan to do so in the future.